how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back. We're back. Monday night, the beginning of another week. God, thank you, Lord. And yes, indeed, the Lord wills it. We are here. And, of course, tonight we'll be with you for the next 2 hours, as we are every weeknight. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, I'll be pinch-hitting for, filling in for the ailing John Statmiller. As you probably know, John had a motorcycle mishap, and he's in the hospital now. Fortunately, thank God, nothing life-threatening, but certainly a bunch of broken bones, and other problems there, you know, ribs and so forth. So, oh, John, we pray for John Statmiller, our great leader here at RBN, and his wife, of course, Sandra. We pray for them tonight in the name of Yeshua, Yamashia, that he will make a speedy recovery and be back with us very shortly. And tomorrow, I'll be pinch-hitting for John, and Wednesday, and of course, others filling in during the week. So, tonight we have a guest with us, a fellow that I've never talked to before on air, but he sounds like my kind of guy. He has spent some time in prison, and of course, because he's been an American, he spent time in prison, I guess some 18 months. He is now considered to be a constitutional scholar, from what I see, and also a scholar in biblical law. And he heads up a newsletter called Awaken America. Jerry Donaldson, welcome to Uncensored Radio Free America.
Nice to be here, Rick.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear your voice and to have you with us on the program. And tonight we'll be discussing what happened to you and, of course, your newsletter, Awaken America. Boy, I'm telling you, if there ever was a time in this nation's history when we need to awaken to what is going on in our nation with the churches, the great apostasy and government out of control from the Supreme Court right on down to our local government, it is right now, Jerry. No question about that. Well, we're going to invite our listeners to get on the line now, too, and join in on the conversation. Toll free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The program, of course, Uncensored Radio Free America, heard exclusively here on rbnlive.com and a number of affiliate stations across America. And we welcome you aboard. My name is Rick Adams. Call myself Radio Avenger, and also AKA, also known as the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Tonight, we hope to have new listeners, new callers, as we have been every night. And we enjoy them because it's you who make the program so successful. Not me, it's you and the guests. So we welcome you aboard. And when we come back from this break, Jerry Donaldson will be our guest. Lots to talk about. A lot happening in America today. And we'll do that in just about 3 minutes from now.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
We're back now on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and lo and behold, we already have callers, but I'm just going to ask you, John in Arkansas, if you can hold on a few moments. Let's let Jerry Donaldson tell us a little bit about his life. Jerry, what happened to you, and how did you wind up in prison?
Well, it's definitely a long story. It took 6 years over that period of time. Actually, they tossed me in 3 different times to total that 16 and a half months I did on an 18-month sentence. I ran an early .com before they ever, had the name out there.
Uh-huh.
Been doing legal research long before that. But basically, the situation was this, is that I had the second largest database marketing company in the country. And had about 250 clients, very, very happy clients, and everybody's paying me online. I'm running intranet as well as an internet site, doing all my business over the internet. A company comes to me with a wholesale contract. They want to buy from me wholesale and have me drop ship to their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2.5 weeks, they purchased $22,000 worth of merchandise from me. And the first $15,000 worth of their checks went through just fine, and they closed their bank account. Started ducking, ducking me. I contacted them trying to get collection, but I couldn't do so. I went to the Boulder County, this is in Colorado, Boulder County DA's office, and they said, well, we can't do anything about this because they're out of state. Of course, I knew better than that. They had every right.
Uh-huh.
So they referred me to the local FBI office. Well, the FBI office looked at it and said, yes, you're right. You've got a case of interstate commerce fraud and theft against
mm-hmm.
you. We won't pick it up because it's only $7,000 outstanding, so you can take them to civil court or put them up
right.
for collection.
Right.
So I decided to go to the collections route. I figured, well, that's fine. You know, I'll just write it off if I can't get it. And a year later, I was down with my in-laws. They were having some health problems. I was down in Texas. Got pulled over for a traffic stop. And lo and behold, I had a warrant out from Colorado for forgery and theft. Mm. And come to find out, when the company got hounded, they decided they got scared and called Adams County, which is right next to Boulder, mm-hmm. and told them, oh, we didn't authorize any of this. Now, I realized what the situation was, so I, you know, went to bond out. I had a bond set, and here's where our judicial system started going massively wrong. The moment I bonded out, now I'm about to walk out of there and fight her on the outside. All of a sudden, this kind of a Hick County sheriff, you know, little small town sheriff,
mm-hmm.
comes back and he says, well, we just called Colorado to let them know that we were letting you go, and they said, we will only accept a Colorado bond. Now, that's a violation of about three federal laws. So he would not let me go.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back up. I got all of the materials, you know, I had purchase orders, my invoices back to them, and then proofs of delivery. And by the way, some of these companies, of their clients, remember, they're charging them retail, we're charging them wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of those clients included USA Today. Century Mortgage and several other very large corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the time I got up there, they had realized that they had really messed up. Not only did they, you know, violate the, you know, federal law several times, but, when they had 250 pages of evidence and, exculpatory evidence of all kinds, they buried it and, would not allow it to happen. They would not allow me to subpoena any of the witnesses in my behalf, because of course if USA Today had showed up, it would have been a media circus.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically they tossed me in every time I would get out and, you know, go back in there and try to appeal this, railroaded conviction. They'd toss me right back in again, because I'm extremely vocal. I won't be quiet when you're violating my, civil rights 14 times.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I prefer to call them unalienable rights because I think civil rights are a weak copy. But basically, they pushed that through until finally I'd spent 16 and a half months. And currently, I'm on a one-year mandatory parole, which is was instituted in 12 states and has been overturned as unconstitutional in 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, that's the situation at the time. But at that point in time, you know, in all of my legal research, I was doing classes for constitutional law
yes.
in the jails.
Yes.
Teaching the inmates, as well as some of the sheriff's deputies that act as guards there. And got quite a following there, quite a following.
I imagine you must have, but that can get you into trouble too, you know, when you're starting to teach real law inside of a prison. Boy, that could be... cause for concern. I mean, that might be bad behavior.
It could be, but I will say that in Adams County, this last time I was in, I was constantly helping people, showing them how to do legal research, and they actually had a fairly good law library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they actually called me in and asked me to become the legal research assistant for all 1,200 inmates.
Is that right? Well, that's amazing.
Now,
absolutely.
Of course, I looked at him sideways, and I said, oh, are you sure you want me to do this? And I said, well, if I'll tell you what, I will do it, but what I will say is this, is if I find out anybody's rights have been violated, I'm going to teach them how to file. And while I was in, I helped to file 43 lawsuits for those inmates.
Wow, that's great. That is absolutely fantastic. Well, it sounds like you have, you know, you have learned from your prison experience. Many have done that like you. And the thing I want to get into now is many of the issues that you and Rick Stanley from Colorado as well, many of you have had to deal with, and that is unchecked, not authority. I hate to use that word, but unchecked government criminals, as I like to put it, who think that they are the law and think they're above the law. And you have seen people come and go in prison, I'm sure, as they say, not everybody behind bars is guilty of a crime or anything that's a true infraction of the law. And many of those people are there simply because of their status, socioeconomic status, simply because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, as you know. I'm sure you saw many of them, Jerry, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen so much in there. As a matter of fact, while I was a legal research assistant, and of course, not everybody would go to the law library. Most of them just took the word and went through the system, as you said, you know, especially the socioeconomic people that just on the low end of the scale just don't fight. However, one in ten people that were coming into there, into that law library, had either had their rights violated right up front or were having them violated as they came through.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was totally shocked when they made a big change in this system while I was in there. And all of the public defenders, along with the DAs, had gotten together and started recommending every single inmate to waive their preliminary hearing.
Is that right? Hmm? Why am I not surprised?
It blew me away. I said, wait a minute now. You do not waive your preliminary hearing because that's where they have to prove that they've got a case to go forward.
Exactly, yeah.
And at the same time, you know, the defendant has the right to bring up evidence showing that they don't have a case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by waiving that, they're just railroading everybody that's coming through there, regardless of whether they're guilty or not.
Absolutely. All right. Our number here is 800-313-9443. Our guest is Jerry Donaldson, and Jerry has a newsletter we'll be talking about a little bit later, Awaken America. And if you've got a question or a comment, you just tickle the phone and get on the line. Right now we got somebody hanging on there. I think it's John from Arkansas. Is that right, John?
Rick, yes, sir.
Yes, yes. What did you want to say?
Yes, Rick, I was praying real long with you for John's starting a little faith in recovery.
Right.
I'm beginning, you know, I got my doubts about the accident because, you know, Clay Douglas was injured like that similar last year. Mm. I wouldn't put nothing past those powers that be.
I think his wife was there at the time, so she can attest that it was an accident.
Well, I prayed to y'all she was right along with you.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear me, but I was praying.
Well, that's fine, John. I appreciate that very much, and John will appreciate it just as well, I'm sure. Thank you very much. Any other comments or
guests? Yes, sir. I want to talk to your guest there.
All right.
Hey, brother, I know how you feel because I got railroaded myself 20 years ago right here in this glorious state of illegal Mexicans, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got into a fight with another guy. Make a long story short. Well, he didn't want to press charges, but the state insisted. Both of us are homeless and on the street, yada, 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 yada. I did 5 years, all of it. And I understand what you're saying about, you know, the corruption behind the powers that be that want to make a, you know, make a hit, make a mark, and get all their little quotas in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something happened to me, make a long story short, last year, some guy down here in Little Rock was on top of the, one of these high-fashion big-dollar buildings with an AK-47 wearing camouflage and body armor. The police had the whole block cordoning off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or another, when I left the library, which is about three blocks away, I walked in the opposite direction. They wind up cornering me and said I was one of the guys on top of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the cop takes out his mace, right, and hits me in the eye with it. Now, this ain't nothing unusual about mace, right? Yeah, but you don't take the canister itself and jab somebody in the eye with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ain't got to be no expert with mace.
Sure.
To hit somebody with it, especially when you're a trained police officer.
Right.
But see, Rick, I mean, your guest there, I tried to find every lawyer in this town to take my case. Nobody won't take it. Now, what am I doing wrong?
All right. Well, we got a break coming up. Can you hold and
yes,
stay
sir.
On the line? All right. Our guest is Jerry Donaldson. Jerry, would you like to answer that question for him?
Well, first of all,
well, when we come back, all right, hold on.
That'll be just fine.
You can answer the question, so you can do that and maybe a lot more questions as well. All right, stay where you are, gentlemen. I'll be right back, and you too with our callers. Rick Adams with you, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on RBN.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
With Jerry Donaldson, our guest. He spent some time in prison, and he knows what it's like to be railroaded. Also learned a lot in prison from the law library, and he has a newsletter now, Awaken America. And we're speaking with our caller from Arkansas, John. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, John, you asked your question. Now, Jerry, you got plenty of time to answer that question for him.
Well, first of all, Rick, and John, I'll tell you that we all know that there's hundreds of thousands of people that have been railroaded by this corrupt system. We're in a police state.
Amen.
And what we're dealing with here, and, you know, my newsletter is we've got to educate people, and that means even the police officers. Like I was saying before, you know, I was teaching them, and they'd sit down and, at my little classes there in jail, and saying, you know, that's right. I didn't know that. And then all of a sudden they were waking up. So it's a matter of education because we've been reprogrammed. But in the cases of all of these, violations of your rights, I highly suggest that anybody that has their rights violated immediately contact a U.S. district clerk next to you, order in a package to file a Title 42, Section 1983, suit. That's under the United States Code. They will send you a packet of it that you can fill out, and filing is not very expensive.
Yeah.
Now, that is for deprivation of rights. Now, in the case of when you run into these kind of railroaded situations, the fact is that there is a conspiracy that goes on in every single one of these cases. The DAs, the prosecutors, the detectives,
they are conspiring against you and denying you that right to due process.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there's another one that is a Title 42, Section 1985, mm-hmm. and you have to file the action under a 1986, and that is for a conspiracy to deprive you of your rights.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's been used in many cases. Yep. So does that answer your question, John?
Okay, but how do I, you know, when you hear it to alert the facts, how do I keep it simple? Because they said judges like to just go through it quick when it gets on their desk.
Yeah, well, when you're dealing with the state-level judges, you're going to run into a lot bigger problems. Once it gets into the U.S. District Court, which, by the way, part of that filing is actually filing notice with the Attorney General of the state.
Right.
And that puts them on watch. All of a sudden, they've got to clean their act up. And as a matter of fact, there is actually case sites out there where they can negotiate to go ahead and eliminate the convictions, right, or the abuse, basically to come up with some kind of an out-of-court settlement rather than have to go to the U.S. District Court.
Okay, do I file?
That's why it's so valuable, because the fact is that once you start flooding those courts with these 1983 suits, they're all on, you know, high watch at that point in time. They start acting right. They start acting differently. They go, wait a minute, we got to slow this down because they cannot afford to fight it.
You see, Jerry, all of these cases basically are, from what I gather, pro se cases. That is, the person who's bringing the complaint is doing it as his own legal representative. Is that right?
Well, you're right to one degree, and I'll tell you why, because this is something, of course, I've discovered in my studies.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's four different ways that you can appear in front of a court, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not three. They always tell you, well, you can hire your own attorney, number one.
Yeah.
You can have an attorney appointed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a public pretender, which is on the state payroll. It should be a conflict of interest anyway.
A public pretender, yes.
Exactly right. Now, the next thing is a pro se, which means that you are representing yourself,
yes.
Which is basically like being a schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
You're, you know, cross-examining a witness and pointing to yourself that is sitting right there, you know, and representing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth method is in personam, which means that you're a flesh and blood, living, breathing human being with a soul. And our courts are not geared to handle a case in personam.
Right. So what does John do in a case like this? He's going pro se, right?
Well, he can go in there, but he writes in there he's coming in personam.
Okay, but he's got to know what he's dealing with, and he's got to know the law pretty well before he starts getting in front of a judge.
That's absolutely right.
That's the issue here, is that you don't trust most attorneys today, and neither do I, and they're part of the problem, part of the system that's corrupt. So if you're going to go in either way under either pro se or other system, then you're going to have to be able to argue on the basis of knowledge of what the law and the Constitution say.
That's
and
exactly.
we just saw that with Joe Bannister. I'm going to get him on the show, too, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, thank God that he did get acquitted.
Absolutely.
And I go ways ourselves, you know?
Great. We're going to get him on the show, I hope, very soon. But anyway, John, that's the situation. Now, if anyone wants to contact you, what's the best way? You, our guest, I'm speaking, Jerry, can they call you, write you, email you for personal advice and help? What's the best way to do that?
Well, you could always write to awaken_America1776@yahoo.com, and that's my standard email, and then we can set up a time where I can, you know, get on the phone if necessary.
Okay. All right. But you can email first.
I got one more question. Does he have a website?
Yes, he does.
Well, I've got a forum, and it's at awakenamericanchristians@yahoogroups.com.
One more question, sir. Can I link that to my website?
Can you link it to your website?
Do I have your permission to link your forum to my website?
You can't really link to a forum well.
Advertise it, though, on your own website. You can promote it.
Yes,
I got
a website.
Okay, John, thank you for your call.
All right,
you stay where you are, Jerry. We'll be right back with Jerry Donaldson. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth. With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
All right, we're back. And our guest in this hour is none other than Jerry Donaldson. He's a patriot. He's out in Colorado. He's, I believe he's still out there. Are you still out in Colorado, Jerry?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and Jerry, you head up the site or the organization, the newsletter that you put out, Awaken America. Tell us about that newsletter right now.
Well, Awaken America, and it kind of goes back till 2002. I'm actually on my third volume of it. It was originally put out by an organization I put together called the Constitutional Review Committee. And what this was after I had started being, railroaded and had learned more, studied more, I started, putting out, I had a huge list of people that I dealt with, all constitutional scholars. Basically, we put together a bill to increase the penalty for violating the oath of office to a felony, instituted by petition and, tried by a citizen's grand jury. Now, I broadcast this out. Yeah, remember, I've got this huge database to work with, out to every candidate that was running for Congress at the time. Now, one of those happened to be Rick Stanley. That's how we met.
I see.
And Awaken America was my newsletter for that. And as a matter of fact, the website is still up there on Angel Fire.
But after I got over 350,000 responses and even 113 congressmen saying that they would support or sponsor the bill, which, of course, it never has hit, obviously, they blocked my access to the site. But the first couple of issues of Awaken America are still sitting up there for download.
So it's not something that you put in paper form and mail out a hard copy, right?
Well, no, it's actually email-wise. It's in a magazine format,
sure.
Full graphics, all of that. We send out, as a matter of fact, my subscriber list right now is about 373,000, okay?
No, that's pretty substantial. That's
yeah.
a pretty good group. And how does one get on your subscription list? How do they email you to get on?
That same address I gave out before,
okay.
awaken_America1776@yahoo.com.
The underscore mark is what they have to put in, right? After awaken. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Good. We'll repeat it often enough because it's quite a long address, so we'll repeat it a few more times. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, the Supreme Court now, the U.S. Supreme Court is ending its session at this time of year, and thank God they are ending their session. I say that repeatedly because they are and have become, ever since the FDR ascendancy of the New Deal, they have become nothing more than a group of black-robed mafioso. You know, they're criminals. They're, by and large, these people are political potentates and dictators in black dresses, and they have assumed to themselves powers and authority that the Constitution simply does not give them. And this is why we are, as a nation, going into the frying pan from the fire, I believe, Jerry. And just, you know, these decisions they hand down today, these split decisions, as we predicted they would, upholding the Ten Commandments in certain government properties and in others, like Kentucky, of course, denying them their God-given right and authority under their own legislature to decide how they will honor God and when, if at all. So what we have is an oligarchy. We have a judicial oligarchy in Washington that feels that it has the absolute authority to rule in cases where Congress hasn't even given them that authority under Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2. So here we have this judicial oligarchy making these decisions, and it's no wonder people now, more than ever before, are angry. They're incensed. And we see that on this program every single night. You see that, Jerry? People are beginning to understand that we cannot go on like this, having a court, which, for instance, just, you know, today, in a pair of rulings on the constitutionality of the Ten Commandments on government property, the Supreme Court says the commandments may be displayed on public land if that property has been seized from private owners for public purposes under eminent domain. How do you like that for a contradiction?
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous, and that goes into another area I'm always pushing on, and that is the fact is, the American people should have their property in a lodeal title and not be able to have the government step in and take it for any reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatsoever.
Now we're going to talk about that a little later, but, you know, you remember a few years back when this whole thing came up about deeds and private property deed restrictions? Now, as far as I'm concerned, a deed is probably one of the most sacred things that any people can have, a contract, a deed, a bequeath, if you will, to hand over property to your children or anybody you want. You buy property, you have deed restrictions. And here the courts come along and say, you can't do that. We know better. The Constitution gives us the authority to put the power in the hands of the state. To me, that is absolutely unconscionable, yet we tolerate it, Jerry.
I'm just as much to blame before I got educated myself. You know, our forefathers, I talked to a lot of elderly that were around during the FDR administration that, you know, swore by them. They bought the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's frightening to realize just how much that they've gotten away with. You know, when you called the Supreme Court basically an oligarchy,
that's
well,
exactly
you know, we've got a lot of parallels to the Politburo right now.
Oh,
and,
we are.
That's exactly what it's called.
A Politburo, and that's, you know, that's where the government is going. Forget the people involved, whether it's George Bush, John Kerry, Jimmy Carter, you know, Walter Mondale, whether it's someone like a Nixon or a Ford or a Kissinger or a Reagan. The names don't mean anything. It's the fact that the system has been corrupted. And that's something our founding fathers feared right from the beginning. They said that's exactly what you'll degenerate into, because no nation continues very long when the people do not have the will to enforce the law. And they don't live by the law, so the politicians won't live by it. The judges won't live by it if you don't live by it. That's where we're at.
That's exactly right. And, you know, basically this all goes back, and as you'll, people will know from my Awaken American newsletter, it goes back to the fact that, like you say, it's not the individuals we're dealing with. We're dealing with powers and principalities.
Yes, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And that brings me to my next point, Jerry. You are, and during the time you've been incarcerated, especially, you had a lot of time to spend looking into biblical law, didn't you?
Absolutely.
What did you find?
Well, one of the most surprising findings that I found in there was actually through, you know, multiple books compared and you know, going through the Bible and then reading some other things. And I found something that just intrigued me to no end, and it goes right into Revelations. And that is this. At the fall of Jerusalem, the Pharisees and Sadducees escaped. And they split into two groups, one into Palestine and the other one was to Babylon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
If you go into the Talmud, it's made up of two parts, okay?
Uh-huh.
And one is the Gemara, and the other is the Mishnah. The Mishnah being the written law of God, the Gemara being the written stuff from rabbis down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves basically established our doctrine of stare decisis. That's how we got it. So the fact is, when you get a judge that comes in and says, okay, well, I'm going to make this ruling, and it bends, it infringes on rights, it bends the law, and then they set a precedent. And then the next judge comes along, and he bends it a little further. That is stare decisis, and that is why we strayed off of our system so heavily.
Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing, stare decisis?
I think it's a bad thing because it, like I said, all of our, we were guaranteed that we were going to live under the common law.
Mm-hmm.
Common law is based on the Bible. It says so in the Corpus Juris Secundum.
Right, right.
And if we look at that, it had a set of rules, guidelines based on biblical law that had been honed and tuned for 1,500 years mm-hmm. before our founding.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden we come up here and we have taken those things and our court systems have manipulated, redefined everything that has come across. And like I said, what I also found out was that, you know, we had unalienable rights imbued at this, you know, at birth that were supposed to be guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. Well, come the 14th Amendment and after the Civil War, they converted those unalienable rights to civil rights. And made us all, or tried to make us all, 14th Amendment citizens, and stop giving us our unalienable rights that they cannot infringe upon, as they're so fundamental, to quote Black's Law.
Uh-huh.
And they converted them over to, in effect, privileges that can be granted and taken back at will.
Well,
which
that's
is
it.
Basically taking us right back to a feudal system.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, we've got Joe in Rhode Island. You can get on the line, too. Our guest is Jerry Donaldson, and you got a question about the Constitution or biblical law, get on the line now, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How are you, Rick?
Very good. Thank you. Welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, Rick, and I'd like to speak to your guest.
Go right ahead. He's listening.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Jerry, many Anglo-Saxons, and in the Gaelic tongue, Saxons is translated Isaac's sons of Isaac. In the scriptures, through Isaac shall my seed be called. Many Anglo-Saxons don't know who they are today, but they're finding out slowly but surely. And those Gentiles that have joined in with them, true believers in Jesus Christ, brothers, true brothers, joined in with them. My comment is this, Jerry. The book of Deuteronomy, I love to go to this book. Satan hates this book, by the way. The book of Deuteronomy is the second law. It is called the doubling. This is a repetition. It's a law to the priest, actually. A repetition of the hard looking forward to, the time looking forward to Christ in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek meaning Melchah, the Hebrew tongue, king, and Zadok, the justified. It's a special priesthood. Yes. In Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 11, I'd like to read a couple of things that's very fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think very important that we bring this forward at this time.
Sure.
Verse 11. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally, that he die and fleeth into one of these cities. Skip down to 14. This is the consequence of how it should be handled. And thou shalt not remove the neighbor's landmark which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Now here's the part. Verse 15. One witness shall not rise up against any man for any iniquity or for any sin in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. In other words, you've got to have at least two or three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
For this to be a true testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And if a false witness, now this is the part, Jerry, if a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which was wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests, and before the judges, which shall be in those days, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you, and those which remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil amongst you. False witness should be handled in exactly that way. You see, we're living under laws of precedent. All these laws that we have on the books today are just precedents
mm-hmm.
of the Ten Commandments, of the Scriptures, the Pentateuch, the first five books.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, everything we're living under is all false and all precedents. You see, this is where we've lost our way back.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot find our way back to this point. You see, this would ensure that there would be no guilty parties, because if a person testified
mm-hmm.
and had a person put to death,
yes,
and it was a false testimony,
mm-hmm.
Similar to the way they did to Jesus.
Yep, yep.
That person is actually murdering an innocent person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that person is a murderer because of his false testimony. It's a That's very, right. very serious
thing. It was a good system of justice set up in Deuteronomy, huh?
It's the Father's perfect plan, Rick.
Perfect, perfect. And we
perfect.
Think we know better today, you know. We got these modern criminological jurists and so forth who think they're God. They're playing God today. Joe,
And they've even been told that, they've been informed, even by Justice Scalia. He pointed out, he says, they don't teach the Constitution in their law school.
Well, they haven't done that in many, many, many years.
And
obviously.
What they do is teach this living Constitution,
right.
It has nothing to do with reality.
Right.
Jefferson said that we will bind the government with the chains of the Constitution.
Now, the Constitution has been perverted from a restraint or a chain into a fishing expedition, a license now, to do anything the government wants to do.
You know, here is a very interesting little tidbit about that that I just also discovered. And, you know, actually I used to shock the people that thought they knew the law and could research. the preamble to the Bill of Rights, which says that these are further declaratory and restrictive clauses. That means the entire Constitution and everything in all of the amendments are restrictive clauses on the government.
That's right.
Now the fact is that has been removed from all the Westlaw law books. It no longer exists.
No, I know it. I know it. I mean, we've got a real communist Marxist revolution that took place in the legal system long before this present day, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, five of Lincoln's generals were Marxists.
Absolutely.
Corresponding with Karl Marx.
Yes, absolutely. You're well read. All right. Joe, you got any further comment quickly?
One more comment
yes.
to Jerry.
Yes, Joe.
Jerry, I just want to let you know that there are 7,000 judges coming very shortly, and they're going to take up the issue.
The
Thank
angels
you,
themselves.
Thank you,
Thank you brother. All right. That's a Bible lesson, too. All right, Jerry, we'll be back with Jerry Donaldson and your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back. We are back with our guest and very interesting, Jerry Donaldson. He, of course, has his own newsletter, A Week in America. He's got his little group on the net, and not little, actually, I should say it's quite big now. what is it, almost 400,000 people now, Jerry?
Yes, it's growing extremely fast.
That's pretty darn good.
There's a lot of people out there waking up.
Yeah. Now, you know, you prior to your own problems, did you or did you not have a real knowledge of the Constitution and the subversion of it by the government?
I had a fairly strong knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, which is why I was so just outraged with every single action that they did. It only got much stronger as I, you know, delved deeper. I've read every single writing of our founders that I could find. It's available. I'm studying across a lot of boundaries and bring it right back to the same thing. But when you actually just read the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, which all three make up our organic law, which they don't ever mention that, but all three are aspects of our law. The Declaration, the Constitution followed behind the Declaration and said, this is what you've got to do. Without the Declaration, we wouldn't have the concept of unalienable rights.
No, absolutely.
By God.
You know, you're totally correct, and yet we're seeing these so-called checks and balances now in Washington at the very apex of our government. We're seeing that they don't exist anymore, and the only reason they don't exist is because the people themselves, who are supposed to be the guardians, the masters of the politicians, haven't got a clue. Most Americans have been so dumbed down, have been so, if you will, so stupefied and so diverted and distracted by entertainment and all of this today that these politicians, the media, and the bureaucratic judges can get away with whatever they feel they can get away with. I mean, I see it here in my own local state on a local level. No matter how much we talk about reform, no matter how much we talk about ethics and violations of ethics and so forth, the worse the system becomes. I mean, it's right in your face, and this is at a local level. This is not national, Jerry. It's local, and that's a microcosm of what's going on in Washington today, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's absolutely correct. And the problem is this. We had a very solid founding. Now, the Constitution is not perfect.
No, I wouldn't say it's perfect, but it's darn next best thing to it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you mentioned Rick Stanley, we've mentioned him a couple of times. I even got to involve with him on the Revolutionary Coalition, which has a forum out there. And that is to unite the third parties, which make up 60% of America, into one super third party to restore the government with a specific one-line goal, and that is to return us to a constitutional government based on biblical law.
Well, here we've got, look, can you stay over into the second hour a little bit?
Yeah, sure
can. Okay, I mean, we've got the 10th Amendment, as clear as the nose on your face, and what it says is so obvious. The federal government can't do anything unless it's specifically authorized to do it, and yet judges ignore it, politicians laugh at it, the bureaucrats thumb their noses at it, and we've got an illegal government. We've had it now for over 60, 70 years, and we haven't done a thing about it. I don't know what a political party's going to do, quite frankly. I think it has to come from the street. That's my opinion.
No. And that's exactly right. In my ultimate belief, and you know, at the core of my heart, I know that this may not work.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to try to unite people, educate the American public.
It's the last best effort, right, Jerry?
Yeah, that's it. Because
okay.
The only thing effort is, violent revolt.
Okay, stay where you are. We'll pursue this in the next hour. I'm Rick Adams. Jerry Donaldson's our guest.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.